Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
2 hours of the finest in music each and every week. And this week for a special, I thought we would feature a particular label for each of the 2 hours. The first hour is going to be featuring the Black Jazz label, and the second hour is going to be Strata East. And we kicked off there with Walter Bishop Jr. from the second album that came out on the Black Jazz label. It was the title track from Coral Keys, and you heard Walter Bishop on the piano, Reggie Johnson on bass, Idris Muhammad on the drums, and Harold Vick was playing the flute. We're moving on with Calvin Keys, and this is the title track also from the fifth album on the Black Jazz label. It's called Shawnique, and on this particular tune it is Calvin Keys on guitar, Bob Brave on the drums, Lawrence Evans on bass, Larry Nash on electric piano, and Owen Marshall on flute and a hosophone. Owen Marshall was an arranger and a composer whose tunes were featured on an early Blue Note by the great Lee Morgan. I remember, I think it was Lee Morgan Volume 2 featured Owen Marshall's tunes quite extensively. Anyway, this is Spinning Jazz for the next 2 hours, and this is Calvin Keys. Thank you. sort of post-bop modal spiritual vibe throughout the show this week, and that's no exception. It's Rudolph Johnson. He recorded two albums on the Black Jazz label. That was from the second one. It's called The Second Coming, and that was The Water Bearer, which was written by Kirk Lightsey, who was playing piano. Douglas J. Sides. Doug Sides was on the drums. Kent L. Brinkley was on the bass, and the arranger and tenor saxophonist was the band leader on the date, Rudolph Johnson. And it was from 1973, and we're moving to 75 next, and this was the 19th album on the Black Jazz label. It's keyboardist Roland Haynes, and the link with the last track is that both Haynes and Kirk Lightsey once again are on the keyboards. Henry Franklin, definitely associated with the Black Jazz label, he's playing bass, and Carl Burnett is playing the drums. It is the album's second wave, and this is Descent, and this is Spinning Jazz.
Thank you.
1974. That is Henry Franklin from his second album on the Black Jazz label. The first one was called The Skipper. The second one, that one, was called The Skipper at Home, and that was a beautiful piece called Soft Spirit, and it was written by trombonist Al Hall Jr. And full personnel on there was Henry Franklin on the bass, Charles Owens on tenor sax and flute, Oscar Brashear on trumpet, Al Hall, the aforementioned Al Hall, who composed the tune on trombone, Kimang Sunduza, a.k.a. Bill Henderson, on soprano saxophone, Kirk Lightsey once again on piano, and Ndugu Chancellor was playing the drums. We're going to move on with the only fully vocal album on the Black Jazz catalogue. There were 20 albums on this label, from 1 to 21, with number 13 missed out. Perhaps that was something superstitious. Anyway, from the album number 12, this is Kelly Patterson. The title track, Herbie Hancock's Maiden Voyage, and this is from 1973. It's Spinning Jazz. It's Pete Evans.
Today, now we're clean. You
from the album Revelation from 1973. That is organist Doug Kahn, and that was a tune called Fatherhood. Doug Kahn on the organ, and he was joined on there by Ira Williams on drums, and Nathan Page was playing the guitar. Doug Kahn was the most prolific artist on the Black Jazz label of the 20 albums that came out. Four of them were under Doug's leadership. And we're heading right back to the beginning, 1971, and the founder of the label, Gene Russell, pianist Gene Russell, and his quartet, and the album New Direction, which was Black Jazz number one. And this is a nod to Horace Silver. It's Silver's Serenade, and it's Gene Russell on the piano, Henry Franklin on bass, Steve Clover is playing the drums, and Tony Williams is on the congas.
Thank you.
close out our first hour and our homage to the Black Jazz label with something from The Awakening from 1973, from their second album on the label Mirage. This is a tune written by Ken Chaney called Just a Little Piece. And on here it is Ken Chaney on the keyboards, Frank Gordon on trumpet, Steve Galloway on trombone and percussion, Richard Ari Brown on tenor and soprano saxophones, Arlington Davis Jr., drums and percussion, Reggie Willis on the bass. Stick around after the top of the hour. I will be moving to the Strata East label. I've dug out some gems for you to enjoy for the next 60 minutes. In the meantime, we close out the first hour with The Awakening.